The gutters were just hung on there?
The gutters were tied on with a piece of wire. Mm-hmm. A nail was driven into the ceiling, into the roof of the house.
What about the, you know, when you have a house and an L where they come together? You call that the...
The valley. I can't think what you call it now.
Where did you used to keep stove wood?
The stove wood is what we put it. It stayed outside. Some people had wood sheds that they put it in, some in to keep dry. But you could stack it up pretty close and lay all the wood around it lengthwise, and it would shed the water off of the rest of it. Mm-hmm. Made its own water shed to keep it dry.
What about tools? Did you have a special place for that?
Yeah, we all had a tool shed. Mm-hmm. Or a shop, that we call it. That we had a blacksmith forge in there that created heat to sharpen plow points. Mm-hmm. And it would have an anvil in it and a pair of tongs, maybe a shelf or two to put some more tools on. Mm-hmm.
Tell me some about the buildings that you'd have on your farm. Like, where would you keep corn, for example?
Well, you would have the crib that you would keep the corn in. And the crib is part of, lots of times, is part of the barn. Mm-hmm. The barn would have alleys to keep your animals in.
Alleys?
Alleys it would be a big shed, and you would have the crib in the middle, and you would have it would be covered either hallway down between two barns or an alley that I would call it. I always did.
Two barns?
Yeah, you'd put together? Two barns together, then it in between them you would build an alley or shed for your animals, and then you would put the corn in the inside the shed. Is called a crib. Mm-hmm. Then you would have to put the cotton in. When you pick the cotton, you would have the cotton houses. Mm-hmm. To store cotton in. It would hold a week's picking for the whole family. And then on Friday afternoon, you'd get the mule wagon, pull up there, and you'd have to load this cotton out in baskets, which was made out of straw. We'd load this cotton in a wagon, and Saturday you would head out to the gin with it. All the way to the city, about 12 miles, a mule wagon, all that bale of cotton.
Did you ever have a building or part of a building where you stored grain?
Not other than the crib and the cotton shed, the cotton house. We do have now, of course. We got the grain bins and things now that we store grain in.
Have you ever heard of something called a granary or a granary? Or did they have that around
too? No. Well, we just call them grain bins. Mm-hmm. Or storage bins.
What do you call that upper part of the barn?
The loft. Mm-hmm. We put the hay up in the loft.
What if you had too much hay to get up there? Then you'd leave it outside in the...
Yeah, you'd leave it in stacks, haystacks.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see a covered haystack or something built a little different from a haystack but for keeping it outside?
Well, now they bundle it into big stacks and put Visqueen or something over it.